We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Buenas, buenas, mis amores. This is Vico Ortiz, host of Date My Abuelita First. Each week, myself, alongside our resident abuelita, Liliana Montenegro.
Esa soy yo.
Play matchmaker for a group of hopeful romantics in this fun, flirty, and hilarious game show. Let's see if chispas will fly or if these singles will be sent back to the dating apps. Listen to Date My Abuelita First on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Charlemagne, say the gang, dunk it utter shame, man.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the donkey of the day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heel.
It's a Breakfast Club, bitch.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Donkey of the Day for Friday, June 17th goes to Glacier Valley Elementary in Alaska's capital city. Look, I have conceded that I have not a clue what's happening in this society anymore. Okay, I grew up thinking 2 plus 2 is 4, but nowadays 2 plus 2 can add up to whatever you want it to. Okay, if you want that 4 to identify as a 5, then it can be a 5. All right, in fact, I don't even want to offend you by doing math my way. I was born in the 1900s. Okay, so my old way of doing math may not be this new math y'all are doing, so I don't want to offend y'all. All right, so let me just keep it moving. But I'm saying all that to say that Glacier Valley Elementary in Alaska served floor sealant instead of milk at a daycare summer program. I repeat, Glacier Valley Elementary in Alaska served floor sealant instead of milk at a daycare summer program. Let's go to NBC right now for the report, please.
A dozen elementary school-aged children drank floor sealant thinking it was milk at a breakfast in Alaska. An outside company served the breakfast at an elementary school in Juneau, according to a statement by the school district. Shortly after breakfast, the children started complaining that the milk tasted bad and was burning their mouths. School and company staff said they then discovered that the milk was, quote, actually a floor sealant resembling liquid milk. Yeah. Of the 12 children who consumed the sealant, only one is officially confirmed to have sought medical treatment. An investigation into this mix-up is underway.
They say milk does a body good and floor sealant does, well, your floor good. More and more, I want to homeschool my kids. I personally don't even know how this happens. I really don't know if somebody said to me someone did this intentionally, I would understand. But they gave a dozen kids and two adults floor sealant instead of milk because there was a mix-up. Hey, new world, school me. How does a mix-up like this happen? Are you keeping floor sealant in your fridge next to the milk? Are you keeping the milk next to the floor sealant in the garage? Okay, they sell floor sealant at Home Depot and Lowe's, but I don't think they sell milk at Home Depot and Lowe's. I don't see how there could be a mix-up, okay? Because I've seen Duracell before. I've seen Rust-Oleum. I've seen Minwax. And I can promise you they look nothing like Stonyfield, our great value brand milk from Walmart, all right? So I don't see where or how the mix-up could happen. Now, Dr. Weiss is the school superintendent of this area, and she did an interview with the KINY Morning Show to explain how this happened. Let's listen.
One thing that's a bit of a misnomer, when we all think about milk in schools, we think about small cartons of milk. But in this particular case, it was milk that was being served through a dispenser. And so the milk, one of the problems was that this sealant was delivered on the same pallet as milk pouches. So if you think about a dispenser that you might see in a restaurant or a cafeteria, it was large pouches of milk, and on the same pallet were boxes of pouches of sealant, and that's where the mix-up occurred. And so the sealant was put into the dispenser, and then cups were filled from there.
Personally, milk would make me just as sick as floor sealant because I'm lactose intolerant. Okay, floor sealant makes your mouth burn. Milk makes my stomach and ass burn. But, like most things in 2022, even after the explanation from Dr. Weiss, I'm still confused. Okay, in fact, the explanation confuses me more than what actually happened. I just don't know, and I'm not going to sit here to pretend to know. All I know is some donkey of the days just sell themselves. Please give the Glacier Valley Elementary School in Alaska the sweet sounds of the Hamiltons.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. Ooh, you are the donkey of the day. Yee-haw.
More and more, I want to homeschool my kids.
Well, hopefully all those kids are okay.
Because people simply just don't care anymore. And that's a hell of an oversight.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today, sir.
Mm-hmm.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.